Your Models by Xile Zhang, Peter Olson, and Yong Kin, and it will be presented by Xi Zhao.
Okay. Next talk is Rapid Feature Space MLR Speaker Adaptation with Bilinear Models. Okay. Here is the outline. First, let me introduce the background of the rapid and the small amount data adaptation problem. This will include two parts, and the feature-based MLR adaptation and the bilinear models. And then let's go to the combination of these two parts. So that's what we did to combine the feature-based MLR and the bilinear models to do the adaptation work. And then let's have a look at our experimental result. And at last, it's a conclusion. Okay. Now, one of the difficulties in the ASR is the mismatch between the training data and the testing data, the distribution between these two parts. So that's why we introduced the adaptation work. So people have proposed several model-based adaptation methods. We have three basic categories of them. The first one is the speaker clustering. This is the eigenspace-based method, and then the Bayes-based method, and the third one is the MLR. So we can perform the model-based adaptation, but now we are focusing on the rapid adaptation, because in the model-based adaptation, we have a lot of parameters to compute. And then when we consider the number of speakers, so the model parameters will increase further dramatically. So this is not a rapid adaptation. So we have to turn to the feature-based adaptation, where we can only use a matrix which will be used on the observed feature. So that will be rapid. So let's go to the small amount data. For the small amount data, that means we have to largely decrease the number of parameters. We have to compute, or we have to find out which parameter, which factor is of the most importance, so we can do some eigenspace-based computation and rank the eigenvalue, and then we will find which vector is of the most importance. So this the parameter space size. So we can also enforce some constraints on our computation. For example, we have block diagonal or diagonal MLR or FMAP LR. So we have tried FMAP LR method. So it also performs good. But when we use FMAP LR, we should know the prior information, because FMAP means maximum or posterior. So we have to know the prior distribution. If the assumed prior distribution is the same as the real, this method will give very good performance. But this is not always the real case. So assuming we don't know the prior distribution, so we have to, in case we don't know the prior information, then we propose the bilinear method. So in bilinear method, we can simultaneously find out the important factor by something like the eigenvalues, and then we don't need the prior distribution here. So let's have a look at the bilinear models. Okay, let's first have a look at FMLR. So this method is very easy to express. After knowing the observed feature O tau, tau is a time variable. So after knowing the observations, we have a matrix worked on this, the matrix is A, and we also have a bias B. So the combined matrix, which is N times N plus 1 matrix, is W. So the plus 1 means the bias. So also following the traditional pipeline, we have the auxiliary functions theta, and then what we need to do in the following is to maximize the theta. So in this function, W is the row variables of the transformation matrix big W, and K and G are some accumulations of the observation feature observed features. Okay. Okay, let's go to bilinear models. In bilinear models, we assume the observed features depends on two kinds of factors. For example, in speech recognition, we have observation, but this observation may depend on the speaker, and simultaneously depends on the environment. So we have two factors. So what we need to do is to decompose this feature Y into these two factors, A and B. And meanwhile, we have couplings between A and B. So the W is a coupling matrix. So W is the super matrix because we have Y is a vector. So the super matrix W has the number of matrix in W equivalent to the number of elements in Y. So this is the symmetric, this is so-called symmetric bilinear model because A and B because W are independent of A and B. So, and the form is also a symmetric form. But generally, we cannot find out the independent matrix W. In most cases, W has relevance with A or with B. Assuming W has relevance, always have the relevance with A, so this is the asymmetric bilinear models. So we multiply A and W, then we obtain the final big A. So big A is the speaker-dependent combination. So big A is speaker dependent combination of vector A and transformatrix W. So what we need to do is to obtain A and B after knowing the prior information of the transformation. For example, we know a transformation matrix which is known as M in this slide. So we can use SVD to decompose this matrix into two factors, U and V. U and V can be considered as the speaker affection and environment affection. So in the middle part, S is the coupling between these two parts. And S in after SVD, S is also the singular value matrix. So this is something like eigenvalues. So after re-ranking the singular value according to their size. So we can know the importance of the speaker information and the environment information. So how to decrease the parameter space? We can only adopt first five or first 10 important singular values. According to this, we can simultaneously obtain the simplified U and V. Then we can decrease the parameter space size. So then we multiply U and S. We can obtain the final form of the bilinear model A and B. So what we need to do is to find out A and B in the speech recognition case. So okay, here is the pipeline. for the combination of bilinear model and fMMR. So the W is the speaker transformation matrix in fMMR, and it includes two parts. The B is the bias, and the A, I, J are the speaker transform matrix. So the final dimension is D times D plus 1. So, and then in the second step, we find the average of the transform matrix W0. So, and we use each transform matrix W minus the value W0, and we can obtain the stacked transform matrix. So this is the high dimensional matrix. We stack the matrix from different speakers together to compose this supermatrix. And then let's perform SVD to find the speaker information and maybe the environment related information, so, and the singular values. Okay, A and B are the decomposed result, and W0 is the average transform matrix which we subtract from the real the W. So because A is the speaker dependent and B is only environment dependent. So in the decoding stage, after knowing a new speaker's utterance is coming, so we need to compute its A and B. Actually, B we have obtained after SVD. So the new speaker information is only related with A. So how to compute A? Following the same way in traditional fMMR. So theta again is the auxiliary function, and we substitute A and B as before into these auxiliary functions, and let's remove all terms with regardless of A, and then we obtain the following forms. So this is a very straightforward mathematical operation. Okay. Then let's make the derivative of the auxiliary function with respect to A, and make this derivative to be zero. So we can obtain the solution of these functions. So I think all these mathematical operations can be found in a reference paper named MLR. I think written by Woodland. Okay, so this is the solution of this matter. Okay, now our problem: how to select J. J is the important. After SVD, we have got a series of singular values, and we only want to keep a subset. Of these values, so the dimension of this subset is J. So we only need to keep the first J important values. So, but how to select this J? There are a group of methods. The first one, let's select J according to the amount of the adaptation data. So there are some experimental results shown that the value of J has a log relationship. Between the experiment, with the training amount of the adaptation data. So we can use this log relationship. And then we can also use the singular values. Maybe after a threshold, we can find the singular values decrease dramatically. And then this space is a threshold. So we can select the singular values before this threshold. Okay, and we can also use develop set if we have got the develop set. So finally, we can use we can test. Maybe we can assume a certain value of j, and then j minus one to compute iteratively to compute the auxiliary function. That is also the ML objective function to find out which j maximize the objective function. This is also method. In this paper, we use the final method to iteratively compute the ML objective function. But now we hope some simpler method, for example, to use the log relation J and the amount of adaptation data. Okay, here are the experimental results. So what we want to stress here is the second experiment, the Mandarin open voice search data. So this is a very in this test data, the utterance is very short. Here is that 6 seconds or 10 seconds or only a question is used here. Only a question set is used here. So the utterance is very short. So we use a traditional FMLR. The WER is 15.2%. But well, we turn to the bilinear model. The absolute WER decreased by 1.5%. Okay, our conclusion, let's go to our conclusions. So the bilinear models can effectively incorporate the, as we said in before, the prior information and largely reduce the number of parameter space. And the future work is, the first is to select J, is to select the number of singular values J in a simpler way. And the second is, in our work, we have two factors in bilinear models, the speaker information and, for example, the environment information. But actually, we only know the speaker information. We don't know the environment information. So the second future work is if we can both know the speaker information and the environment information. Here it is said the class dependent information. So what we can do further to increase the performance of this bilinear model. So and the third one is the how to control the speaker number. So that's all his work. So if you have do you have any questions?
We have time for a quick question.
Okay, if you want to know some details about this work, please write to slzhang@sin.ibm.com. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.